This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to the Boldly Go podcast and our weekly quick hits, our news in the world of points and miles, at least as of this recording. And we have a lot to get through today. Our WhatsApp chat has been ablaze with two major topics. One is Pays and the other is the Hyatt devaluation. So we're going to get to both of these things and also talk through some other news as well. So I want to give a shout out to my friend Devin Gimble. You probably have heard of her. She hosts the Point Me to First Class podcast. An amazing person. We were talking offline, just texting back and forth, and she had basically said, hey, have you heard about Pays and everyone talking about it? And quite frankly, I was like, hey, I am in the weeds right now with a bunch of stuff from a financial planning and running the practice standpoint, and I don't get to really gather all my points and miles news throughout the week. Sometimes I just kind of gather it all in a single day, especially when I'm preparing for these quick hits. Well, she told me about it and I did some research into it, and this is incredible. Essentially, Chase quietly rolled out a new promotion that I think could be huge for individuals in general, but especially for people booking United flights. Because if you use an eligible Chase card through the Pays digital wallet, which I think is very similar to when you go online, you try to pay with PayPal or through shop online, the Pays is through Chase now, or it's owned by Chase. You can earn an extra 10 times ultimate rewards points on select merchants, and United is one of the big ones. So that means if you have the Chase Sapphire Reserve, for example, which already earns 4x on flights booked directly, you could now earn a massive 14 times ultimate rewards points on United purchases through the end of the year. And if you're a Sapphire Preferred cardholder, you would earn 12x, because basically you get 10x by just using Pays in general, plus you still get your card's benefits as well. Now, there is a cap of $1,500 in purchases per month eligible for the bonus, but that still means that's 15,000 extra ultimate rewards monthly. Now, I think people on Reddit are also pointing out some interesting angles here. First, many are surprised that Chase barely announced this thing at all, considering how lucrative it is. Others are wondering if it's really Chase trying to push adoption of Pays as a competitor to Apple Pay or other digital wallets. And honestly, the merchant list is pretty limited right now, so United is really one of the standout cases for the moment, and also Newegg. There's about 25 different providers. I'll just run through them real quick. We've got 1-800-Flowers, Banter, Broadway.com, City Experiences, Domino's, Dunkin', Fanatics, GNC, Harry & David, Jared K., Newegg, Omaha Steaks, PayRange, Personalization Malls, Pet Supermarket, Roku, Sephora, ShopRite, Teleflora, United Airlines, USA Today, Whataburger, Shola, and Zales. Now, of these, the standouts, I already mentioned United Airlines, but Newegg, and again, kudos to Devin for bringing this to my attention. I don't buy gift cards ever. I never had a need to buy gift cards, but this was a pretty compelling opportunity to buy gift cards, because through Newegg, you can go ahead and buy gift cards. Some are discounted. Like, I think I saw a $50 Domino's gift card for $41. I'm probably not ever really going to use something like that. But they have gift cards for $100 or $200 to DoorDash or Instacart. We use those all the time. We DoorDash, I wouldn't say all the time, because my wife Taryn's an amazing cook, so she cooks often, but we do DoorDash quite often as well, and we buy all of our groceries through Instacart. So this was an opportunity where I was like, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and buy two $100 gift cards because that was the limit for my order. I haven't really tried to see if that's a monthly limit or how that works, but I just this week I bought $200 worth of Instacart gift cards and sent them to her, right? And that transaction got me 10x on my Chase Sapphire Reserve. And then in general, I would just get 1x on that transaction. It's not a 4x multiplier, so I didn't get 14x, but I think technically I got 11x for that transaction. So I think this is really, really incredible from even the gift card standpoint. And then also, again, if you buy United Airlines, unfortunately for me, if you're a follower of the podcast, you know, I almost never fly United. I fly American. So if I'm buying cash for flights, it's probably through American. So this doesn't help me, unfortunately. But if you fly United often, you pay cash. Lots of people in our WhatsApp chat were showing screenshots of them booking with Pays and getting 14x on their purchase of United flights. And then recently, as I record this on Wednesday, apparently StubHub has added in Pays as a payment option. I think someone kind of randomly found this. They were just going to go buy a ticket anyway with their Chase Sapphire Reserve. Saw that with StubHub they could pay. And it looks like it works on the mobile browser and the mobile website, but not in the app yet. So it could be that StubHub's testing this. It might not actually be available to everyone. But this person was able to buy a $160 StubHub ticket, and that's with all in, get the $150 credit on the Chase Sapphire Reserve, but then get 11x on their purchase because of that as well. That is absolutely huge. So here's an opportunity. You can be pretty creative and get 10x plus on your purchases if you have certain Chase cards. I know I looked at my profile and it shows up as available for my Chase Sapphire Reserve and my Freedom Unlimited. I haven't tested this, but I would assume that means I have that $1,500 spend limit for each card. So I effectively have $3,000 spend limit on that. Now, I will also be truthful with you guys. I don't plan to go and just buy a bunch of gift cards and try to really work the system with how I can get $3,000 of spend on these cards. That's just way too much work that I'm really not interested in doing. But I know there are people out there that would do that, or someone that may be looking to buy something on 1-800-Flowers, or maybe you buy from Dunkin' often, or maybe you're thinking about proposing soon and you want to buy from K Jewelers or Jared, or buy something for your significant other, not even proposing in general, right? There could be some opportunities here to maximize your spend in that light, and I think that's absolutely huge. So again, shout out to Devin for putting that on my radar. I don't think I would have dug as deeply into it without the little bit of a tidbit there, and so I wanted to share that with all of you. I shared it in our WhatsApp community chat, so we've had people for the beginning of this week that have been already taking advantage of that. So again, if you're not in our WhatsApp chat, I highly recommend it, but just a great opportunity to earn way more points than you usually would for spend that typically doesn't have huge multipliers. After hearing our episode on autopilot, Brian signed up, and within 12 hours, he got $65 in Delta flight credits and saved over 6,000 SkyMiles on flights he had already booked. Autopilot helps make sure you never overpay for travel again by automatically tracking your flights and hotels and repricing them when prices drop, without you constantly checking airline apps or hotel websites yourself. It keeps your same seats, your same cabin, your same itinerary, and now even tracks hotel rates too. You don't have to do anything but sign up and let it work in the background. And the best part is, you only pay when they've actually saved you money. If you want to try it out, head to boldlygo.world/autopilot or click the link in the description. And if you use promo code BOLDLYGO, you'll get your first month of the pro version completely free. Autopilot, never overpay for travel again. Now, we also, of course, have to talk about the Hyatt devaluation that's happened this week. And kudos to the people at Frequent Miler for doing a little bit of early synopsis and analysis on the results. Now, the first wave of reactions is a lot better than many people expected. So instead of a massive overnight devaluation where just everything's gone up by the top end, which was 67%, some early data suggests that this feels like a mild pricing adjustment, at least for now. A lot of the properties that were previously priced at standard or off-peak rates actually stayed the same or even got slightly cheaper under Hyatt's new lowest and low pricing tiers. For example, some Category 1 Hyatt Place properties are now pricing as low as 3,000 points per night, while hotels like the Grand Hyatt Hong Kong and the Hyatt Regency Paris, they saw little to no increase on many of those dates. or many days, I should say. So in some cases, off-peak nights actually dropped the price slightly. Now, that also does not mean that there weren't increases, because popular aspirational properties like the Grand Hyatt Kauai and the Hyatt Ziva Cancun, those did go up, in some cases by like 5,000 to 10,000 points per night. But even then, Hyatt didn't push most of those nights into the absolute highest pricing, which I think a lot of us were worried about being the possibility. Now, I think the longer term concern that's a little bit bigger is that Hyatt now has a lot more flexibility to quietly move nights into higher pricing bands over time. So I know people were thinking this was going to be like a huge earthquake, but this is more like a mild tremor. But it's something that we definitely want to monitor and see. I know for myself, I've got probably 6 or 7, maybe even 8 future bookings that I made. Some of them were with regular just using my points, and some of them were advanced bookings. And these were for places that we didn't just speculatively book because we just wanted to reserve a reservation. These were places that we're actually planning on going and basically wanted to take advantage of just snagging them sooner rather than later. All of my bookings stayed exactly the same with no changes at all, except for one, which was the Hyatt Regency in Malta, which I booked for about 15,000 points per night, except for the last night, which was 9,000 points per night. And it actually now is about 8,000 points per night across, it looks like, all of the nights. So I actually ended up reaching out to my concierge just before recording this, so I haven't gotten a response yet. But unfortunately, I can't easily rebook that same room because I applied a suite upgrade award to it. And I don't want to risk, for whatever reason, canceling the room, the suite upgrade award not coming back, or it's still not allowing me to apply a suite upgrade award. I actually have one. And I do have another suite upgrade award, but it won't let me use it. So I'm assuming that all the suite upgrade award availability for our booking dates are gone. I just don't want to risk losing that by just assuming I can cancel, get the suite upgrade award back, and try to rebook it. So I reached out to my concierge to see if they could do it for us, the Globalist concierge, to not risk missing out on anything. And so we'll see what happens there. But that was the only one that actually reduced down. I think in general, it's going to save us about 20,000 Hyatt points for that stay. But everything else, I'm talking the Everline Resort in Tahoe, the Andaz in Maui, the Grand Hyatt Kauai, I'm talking the Park Hyatt in Zurich. I mean, a lot of other bookings that we had stayed exactly the same, not a single decimal of a change with points, which is good to know that everything just didn't get rocked completely. For those who are in the payroll and credit card field as well and are looking and look for those updates, there is one that we've been discussing in our WhatsApp chat about. It seems like they've had a pretty, I'd say, a fairly significant rule change on what type of credit cards they will allow. So before, if you've heard any of my episodes on payroll by credit card or any discussion about it, I've said that you can pretty much use any card you want at all. So your business credit card, you can use a personal credit card, you can use your P2's credit card, you can charge any card on there and it would work. Well, now it seems like that's not the opportunity. It seems like you have to use a card that is tied to the business that you're running payroll for, which is a huge bummer because people that have gotten other credit cards, maybe plan to put their spend on those cards, maybe their personal credit cards, not business credit cards, it's no longer allowed. They have to actually have the credit card in the business's name. Now, I have not tried it yet myself, but a lot of people have been commenting, people that have been with me on this journey for a couple years now that have had many cards, they've been through the ups and downs, they've actually reported that this is no longer working for them. Cards that before would have worked for them, cards that had worked for them is no longer working now. So I'm a little bit bummed about that, but I am excited about one thing for myself. And what that is because I was hearing these reports, I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and try to get the Hyatt Business Credit Card. If you recall last year, I talked about doing a decent amount of spend on the payroll by credit card on the Hyatt personal card, which is not super efficient because it only gets 1x, and for every 10K of spend, you only get 4 nights. Whereas the business credit card, it actually codes in a way that you get 2x of your Hyatt points for your spend, and you actually get 5 nights instead of 4 for every $10,000 of spend. Well, I'm at 624, and I'm not gonna be under 524 till next year. But I applied anyway just to see, And lo and behold, they approved me. Now, they gave me a call, and they asked me some questions, and they said, hey, you have a lot of credit extended with Chase already. Can you explain why you're wanting this card? And then basically they said, hey, we can try to move some credit around from different cards. I think they said I'm about $150,000 in credit with Chase in total, and so between personal and business. And through my wealth management practice, they allowed me to only move from certain cards. So I looked at the cards I had and said, hey, let's move this from here and that from there. Let's reduce these things down. So I freed up like 14K of credit from two different cards. And they went ahead and approved me for exactly 14K. Now, in my head, by her doing all these things, I thought it was going to be a done deal. After she did it, she said, okay, let me just submit it and see what the results are. And they still approved me. So that's super exciting because I don't think I've ever... I actually have not been over 524 in years, and I've been focused on, like, I got my Bilt card, I got the new American Airlines Globe card, I got the Aviator Red card a little over a year and a half ago, so I've been on this personal train, which I usually have not been, because I usually have been focusing on business cards, but it was super cool that I was able to get the Chase business credit card, because now I no longer have to worry about not having the ability to put spend towards my Hyatt to maintain my Hyatt status, because now I have a business credit card that matches the name of our payroll. Now, Chase has launched two new transfer bonuses, 155% to Marriott Bonvoy. That's good through June 30th. Now, it was, I think, 65% the week before, so that's not really as good, and it's obviously not ideal to transfer to Marriott unless it really makes sense. The other is 30% to Southwest Rapid Rewards through June 5th. And while, yes, I don't think it's a great opportunity to transfer to Marriott, it is a backdoor to lots of other hard-to-earn currencies. And we have an upcoming episode with Brian, who's in our group, who actually used one of these windows last year to book an incredible stay at the JW Marriott Masai Mara. And part of that was by transferring points from Chase to Marriott. So again, sometimes it can just make sense in the right fit. So you got to see, does that make sense for you? For the football fans out there, the NFL just announced its 2026 international games for the season. I'm not going to go through the full schedule, but I will name the teams. If you weren't aware, if any of these are one of your teams, you might want to check and see, because there are international games going to be in Brazil, Australia, London, Paris, Madrid, Munich, Mexico City. And so great opportunity. I think probably a lot of the points at this point in time this goes live, a lot of the points bookings are going to be a lot more difficult, but you could probably find some good opportunities, some sweet spots, and start monitoring them if you really want to catch it. But I would definitely say try looking and booking much sooner rather than later. So if you're a fan of any of these teams, you're going to want to do some research on when you're playing and where. So 49ers, Rams, Ravens, Cowboys, Commanders, Colts, Eagles, Jaguars, Texans, Jaguars again, Steelers, Saints, Bengals, Falcons, Patriots, Lions, Vikings as well. So all of these are opportunities there if those are one of your teams. I'm a Patriots fan. I don't plan to go to Munich anytime soon, but it's just good to know that points can take us a lot farther. Now, Bilt just expanded one of its most interesting rent payment features. So up to now, you could pay rent with the Alaska Airlines card through Bilt, pay a 3% fee, and earn 3x Alaska miles while also helping towards earning Alaska status. Now, the same thing works with Air France KLM Flying Blue credit card, which means you can effectively buy Flying Blue miles for about 1 cent each by paying rent, earning up to 75,000 bonus miles per year on as much as $50,000 in rent payments. And so even more interesting is that spending can help you earn or retain Flying Blue Elite status through XP points, as they call it, which could potentially lead to SkyTeam Elite Plus status, which comes with perks when flying airlines like Delta. I know one of the bookings, a couple of bookings I should say, that I've been super excited about this year, which aren't super glamorous, was that I've found multiple positioning flights, or I should say multiple different trips were doing positioning flights from my hometown airport of Norfolk, Virginia to JFK, New York, using for two people 11,000 Air France miles and $11, which is absolutely insane. So for two people, that's in total 11,000 miles and $11. I absolutely love that because these are tickets that are typically at least $200 to $250 or more per person. And so it's not flash, it's not glamorous, but sometimes points and miles can just take you there. And having some flying blue, some Delta status, that could be beneficial for some people. And the last piece of news is that World of Hyatt is once again running a promotion on purchased points. This time they're offering a 20% bonus through July 27th. Now, unfortunately, unlike Hilton and IHG, you're not going to see the 80% or 100% bonuses, which make those completely no-brainers in my opinion. And the best that we've seen with Hyatt's been like 25 to maybe 30%. I think it might have hit 35% like during COVID as well, but we haven't really seen it that high in some time. So that actually brings the cost down to about 2.17 cents per Hyatt point. So this is definitely not a scenario where you're going to want to buy speculatively. It's not a scenario where, like for me, I will just buy and max out on Hilton points every year, even if I don't know how I'm going to use them during 100% bonus, because I know I'm going to get value. It's a little bit different, but it can make a lot of sense if you're topping off an account for a high value redemption, and maybe it could make more sense than transferring some of your Chase points. Let's say you're just getting started in points and miles, you have Chase points, but you want to save that for the business class flight, and you can't get both the business class flight and the Hyatt stay as well. This could be an opportunity. And even after the recent Hyatt award changes, there are still some incredible uses, especially at luxury properties where cash rates can easily exceed $1,000 per night, where you could find a booking where, yeah, you might end up paying $400 or $500 worth of points for a stay, but if it's at a place that's worth $800 or $1,000 a night for that stay, you're still winning by buying those points. And another thing to remember is that Hyatt waives resort fees on award stays, which can also add a lot of value as well. Now, just thing to know, these are purchased through points.com like most other hotel points, so you won't get any Hyatt bonus category earnings on your credit card or anything like that. So again, not super special, but potentially useful for the right redemption. And outside of that, guys, we are excited about our Miami meetup next year, Miami, Florida. That's the February 5th through 7th for Boldly Go Live. We are going to have a great welcome reception. We're going to have a live podcast episode. It's really going to be a conversation. It's going to be a room full of people to just have a panel discussion, have people ask questions. We're going to have a little bit of P2 therapy. So if you've got a player two that's just like, why are you so crazy about points and miles and they need to have some therapy? Well, we're going to have a little bit of that for them. We're going to have other P2s there that are going to be able to talk and talk through what they do and how they support their P1s and everything else. And I think it's going to be a great and amazing time. And again, shout out to the party planning committee for helping me put this together. We do have some tickets available still at this point, but I expect this to absolutely sell out because we are keeping this more condensed and just community driven and comfortable and not looking to make this a huge and massive conference. With that, I hope all of you have a fantastic weekend, a fantastic week. Remember to live well, travel boldly. And with that, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.